So let's turn now to Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, the first of the candidates to enter the Boston mayoral race. Councilor Wu also has been calling for action around equitable access to the coronavirus vaccine. She joins us now live. Councilor Wu, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Great to be with you, Tiziana.
So I do want to get to your plans and what you're calling for around the vaccine, but I think I will start by asking you the same question I asked Councilor Campbell first, which is just your reactions to the surprising news today. The Boston Police Department Commissioner William Gross is retiring effective tomorrow.
Yes, clearly every day is a big news day in Boston in 2021. It is, after 3 decades of serving the city, Commissioner Gross has certainly overseen a huge part of Boston's growth and the public safety aspect that fits into that. And so I wish him well and a fulfilling retirement. And it also underscores the chance and the moment we're in right now to really reimagine our systems and think through how all of these pieces from our public safety, public health, our economic recovery truly fit together in this new chapter for Boston.
All right, Councilor Wu, let's talk about vaccinations. Certainly they are front of mind and certainly have been in the last 48 hours. It's been a frustrating rollout, especially recently. You have proposed as one way to alleviate that, a plan that would set up vaccination sites in each of Boston's zip codes, create a single online interface for residents to be able to view appointments in the city, create an online volunteer portal for those who want to help at vaccination sites, and require weekly reporting on demographic and staff data. That's a lot, and it's focused on equity. Why these initiatives, and how do you think they would help solve the problems we're experiencing right now with the rollout?
You know, among so many urgent issues facing the city today, the pandemic truly makes each one worse and more dangerous. And so the most direct way to save lives and the most immediate action is to end the pandemic by getting our residents the protection of this COVID-19 vaccine. And we've seen the pandemic exacerbate every inequity and injustice facing communities in Boston, especially our Black and Latinx and immigrant residents. And so in this very last phase of that pandemic, rolling out the vaccines, we can't leave it to chance. We've already seen what has been happening, a delayed process. Massachusetts is 29th in the country in terms of getting our vaccines out to our residents, and the stark inequities in terms of how close residents of color live to vaccination sites compared to white residents in Massachusetts. This is something that we need to step in and put proactive parameters around to guarantee accessibility and equity.
You know, we started the week with Dr. Anthony Fauci this week, and today we're talking to you, a Boston City Councilor. So from the federal level to the local level. And this is kind of a vertical integration challenge. So some of what you're talking about would rely on things to happen at the state level that aren't happening. So how are you certain that what you're proposing is actually doable when some of the inputs, at least, are out of control of the city?
That's right. And I think, in fact, this is the challenge to deliver progress and actually implement policies across so many areas at the local level, whether it is transportation, where the state plays a big role, or housing, or climate. And so in this very, very urgent issue, it is true that the state controls a big piece of it, but the city ultimately covers that last bit that touches people's lives. So setting up the vaccination sites, ensuring that they are connected and that outreach and that that residents' needs, our constituents are able to access them. And so even though we're waiting for the state to connect with the federal government and get more doses and to roll out the unused doses that are actually still sitting in Massachusetts, we need to be preparing now for when we get to phase 2 and phase 3, for access to the general public. If we wait until then, when everybody is eligible, to then finally decide where we're going to put these sites and how to staff them and what the hours will be, that will be too late and there will be even more delay. So now's the time, in parallel, to have the conversations and to plan out all of these logistics.
So just standing up a site in a particular location, is that something that can be essentially done standalone by the city? And if so, where do the resources come from for one in every zip code?
You know, this is part of the larger conversation. Right now, the state is driving these efforts, but we need to get to the point where there's no question when and how and where residents from every community will be able to access this life-saving protection And so there are ongoing conversations about how we ensure that the prioritization happens, but this cannot be a Hunger Games situation where we are drawing things out and hoping that some group can get in before another group. We need to speed up everything and ensure that there are no excuses, that the city is doing all we can to get our residents vaccinated, to build trust for this vaccine. And that involves showing that we are planning out in a way that is transparent, that is moving quickly, and is accessible to everyone.
I think you heard us just now speaking with Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell. We talked to her earlier this morning. She's also proposing a COVID-19 recovery and vaccine plan. In a competitive race, candidates have to differentiate themselves. That's actually good for democracy to have that competition, but we're also in this moment where it's an all-hands-on-deck emergency. So how do the people of Boston, the people in this race, have a good race, but coordinate on key things that are essential as this pandemic unfolds right now?
Now is the time for all hands on deck. We need to make sure that we are not just putting in place the right policies, but also creating the mechanisms for residents to be shaping and driving these policies. So that is really the place where city government comes in. We are the level that's closest to the people. And so I know my colleagues in city government, you know, some of us are wearing multiple hats these days as a city councilor and also as a mayoral candidate, and the chance to propose a vision, not just for the immediate relief and the steps we need to take to end this pandemic, but to build a recovery that is lasting, that is sustainable, that is resilient, and that is equitable. And so I think we're all coming at it from slightly different bits of lived experience and priorities, but we're all moving in the same direction, which is ensuring that Boston residents are protected as quickly as possible and that we are recovering from this pandemic in a way that builds a brighter city for everyone.
There are three Boston City Councilors in the race now, so I just want to give you an opportunity to react to the news today of Boston City Councilor Anissa Saibi-George's entrance as another candidate.
Yes, tremendous respect for my colleague, for both of my colleagues, but exciting to see the news of our race growing a little bit bigger. And I know this is going to be an important, thrilling year for the city of Boston. This moment is incredibly significant. We are still battling multiple interconnected crises, and we have the chance over the next year to weigh all different directions for the city, ideas, and most of all, to continue building a vision for our future that everybody can be part of. And so I'm looking forward to continuing that. We've been in this for several months now. We launched this campaign months ago because our goal is to listen, to lift up the stories of residents in every single neighborhood. And it's been a joy and a privilege to be able to have so many conversations and see the momentum for change in our city.
And Councillor Wu, last question for you, which I asked both the other city councillors today too. Where do you stand on the home rule petition to bypass a special election if Mayor Walsh is confirmed as Labor Secretary and resigns before March 5th?
For me, this has been clear from the beginning. We are in a pandemic, and the costs and the public health risks of administering a separate election does not make sense for this year. So I support the home rule petition.
And that is Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.